from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. House Speaker Mike Johnson intent on bringing four separate foreign aid bills to a vote this week. That includes Ukraine and Israel.
At least two Republican hardliners, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, have come out and said this package proposed by Johnson is the last straw, and it's time for him to be removed as Speaker through what's called a motion to vacate or resign. Johnson responding when pressed by ABC's Rachel Scott.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion. We are simply here trying to do our job.
Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
The House formally delivered to the Senate two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. They're blaming Mayorkas for not stopping the wave of immigrants at the southern border, despite killing a Senate-passed bill that would have started addressing the situation. Tennessee Republican Mark Green.
Throughout his tenure as Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro N. Mayorkas has repeatedly violated laws enacted by Congress regarding immigration and border security.
Senators likely to be sworn in on Wednesday, but whether there's an actual trial remains to be seen. Voting tech company Smartmatic is settling its lawsuit against hard right outlet One America News. Terms not disclosed. The lawsuit asserted One America perpetuated the stolen election lie. In New York City's Bronx, four men riding two scooters shot four people, killing one. Police Assistant Patrol Chief Benjamin Gurley.
With two males on each scooter, abreast. The rear passengers of those scooters pulled out firearms. That's two firearms. And they fired approximately 10 rounds.
Before escaping on those scooters. A heat wave in Myanmar has spurred the generals running the country to transfer former leader Aung San Suu Kyi from prison to house arrest for her health. You're listening to ABC News. One of the nation's biggest airlines has put a price tag on the grounding of a variant of Boeing's 737.
When Boeing 737 MAX 9s were grounded because of that door plug that flew off that Alaska Airlines MAX 9 in flight, the grounding cost airlines a lot of money. United saying it cost the airline about $200 million, a revelation coming in a new regulatory filing.
ABC's Alex Stone. United says Boeing told it to expect far fewer new 737 MAXs this year. ABC's Derek Dennis says the Anti-Defamation League is out with its annual report on anti-Semitic activity in these United States.
Anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. at an all-time high, according to the ADL, listing nearly 9,000 cases of assault, harassment, and targeted vandalism in 2023. That's a 140% increase over the previous year. More than 5,000 incidents happened after the October 7th attack on Israel. New York and New Jersey were among the top four states with the most incidents reported. California was number one. The report release comes amid high tensions in the Middle East following Iran's missile attack against Israel over the weekend. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
It may have been fresh, but that coffee you had is very, very old. Using genes from coffee plants worldwide, researchers built a family tree for Arabica, the most popular type of coffee in the world. They found that the species emerged around 600,000 years ago. The research aimed at protecting the coffee plant from climate change. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.